Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It actually happened. The nightmare scenario we talked about yesterday actually played out. NBC Sports Philadelphia, empty net goal. The Flyers went empty net because they needed to win in regulation.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's quite the understatement. Wings held up their end of the bargain, dramatic fashion.
They could not have made the end of the season any more dramatic if they had scripted it. I mean, it is ridiculous going into overtime in the final four games of the season at Pittsburgh, which was a loss, and then the final three games overtime, the last one in a shootout, all to come up just short.
Perron scores with 3.3 seconds left on the clock. Dramatic. You get one more faceoff with 7 seconds. Guy throws the puck at the net. He scores. This team, all caps. Here we go again. Red Wings. My Red
was there.
Wings. I don't even get done with the sentence, Red Wings. And the Flyers are down because they pulled their goalie. Like, bang, bang, snap. There it is. And it didn't matter because the Red Wings didn't control their own destiny. And I know there are people who are going to complain today. I want to get out in front of it. Philly didn't need to pull the goalie because the Red Wings had essentially eliminated them by tying the game. And Tortorella didn't realize that. So he did what he thought he had to do to get his team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And is it a crummy, lousy way to be eliminated? Somebody else pulling their goalie with a tie game? Yeah, it is. It's terrible. But the only reason that scenario even took place is because the Red Wings didn't take advantage of situations through 81 other games, right?
Yeah.
That's the story here. They left it in somebody else's hands. So, of course, it's the most absurd scenario that plays out on the final game of the season. One point made all the difference. So it's unfortunately a fitting end to this hockey season. Like, the way this team played this year, of course this is how it ended, right?
I mean, yeah, you go from 9 points above the cut line at the end of February to scratching and clawing and doing everything you can in the final week of the season because you were, was it 3-12-5? Was it 5-12-3? Whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was the 12 losses that cost you in a 15-game span. Like, you can't have that long of a run of losing hockey. Now, you at 82 games, and I said this yesterday, you have the opportunity to have some runs along the way. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to, at the end of the season, you're going to put yourself in an advantageous position, 9 points above the cut line, at that point, you've got to realize what is at stake, what is available to you. And that, I think, is the biggest crime of this season is, and I know Dylan Larkin got hurt, and we know how big of an impact he has on this team. But there was a stretch where Alex DeBrincat disappeared. Kane wasn't the player that you needed him to be, that you signed mid-season, came along, you know, they kept saying last night, oh, it's his 50th game of the season. But all of the guys that you thought you could count on, because, and what was the conversation when they were 9 points above the cut line? They had just had, what, 10 guys in double, 12 guys?
Yeah, double digits.
Double-digit goals? Like, okay, we could rely upon We didn't know who the hot hand was going to be, but somebody was going to step up. Well, there was a 15-game stretch there when nobody stepped up.
248-539-9797. There's going to be a lot of post-mortem today. We will talk about the biggest reason this team missed the playoffs. I think there's a real conversation about progress versus collapse and two different narratives being spun after this season, but just the real raw in-the-moment reaction of, they did it, they tied the game, they're going to do this. Only to have within seconds. Greg, you told the story of how you watched this, and it was immediate. It was immediate.
Right. So I was watching the Leafs Panthers game, and so it was at an intermission update. And
they were showing. Wait, hold on. Why were you watching that game?
Why was I watching that game?
Yeah.
Because I don't have a Bally.
Oh.
So
it sucks, doesn't it?
I was watching that game. They were at the intermission cut-in, and they were showing the empty net scenario with the Red Wings, where they pulled the goalie, 10 seconds left, icing call. They score 3 seconds left. I decided at that point, hey, look, what's going on with Washington-Philly? So I get out of that game, get on the plus, and TJ Oshie is celebrating.
That's how quickly.
So I want to ask the question. How did you react last night in the moment? The excitement of scoring a goal with 3.3 seconds remaining and thinking that this is going to be another one of those overtime Hail Mary, all of a sudden the Wings find a way to win. Oh, everything finally starts coming their way, and they're for a brief moment in the playoffs. And then the realization that the Caps won. I want to ask the fans that, 248-539-9797, but I want to know in the Costa house, because we know this past weekend you were, you know, crying on the couch in your boxers with your cat.
That's not what happened.
Well, it was photographed.
Sure, John.
But how did Jim Costa react in that moment?
You guys, listen, you've listened. I've had my emotions on my sleeve the entire way.
Yeah.
And when they had one last chance and they scored, I'm losing my mind.
Were you jumping? Did it raise you off the couch?
Yes, it was a get off the couch moment, a loud moment. You scare the cat, he starts running around the house. But it didn't last very long because then you just die instantly. Season's over. I know the Flyers still, and that's the other thing. The Flyers still had a couple minutes to try to tie it up, but now you're sweating that game. Forget about the Red Wings in overtime. Forget about the shootout. Now I'm watching the Flyers at the end of their game going, please, please tie this up. Extend the game. Give yourself a chance to win the game. You stop being a Red Wing fan entirely, and you're rooting for the Flyers because it's the only way your season stays alive. It's almost instantaneous. And Alexander Ovechkin at the end of the game, he was asked about it. You know, the fact that Philadelphia pulled the goalie and opened the door for them. Here's what Ovi had to say. Thanks, Philly. They didn't need to pull the goalie. They did anyway. Thanks, Philly. Some ticket text coming in. Says, anybody crying about the Flyers and missing the playoffs, it's about the Wings going 8-16 since the patch partnership. Only 5 regulation wins. The monumental collapse doomed them. Not Tortorella or Philadelphia. That's Andrew in White Lake. He's absolutely right. Own it, Wings fans. This is not about Philadelphia. Texter says, Wings got screwed. Typical caller. Wings got screwed because of a tiebreaker rule. No, they didn't. They choked, losing 75% of their games down the stretch. It's another Detroit team that got jammed up. Texter says, the Wings season ended just like the Lions season 2 years ago. An awesome win in Green Bay, an awesome win in Montreal, just to be knocked out of the playoffs by a different game playing. It's heartbreaking, but there's a whole season, not just one game. We should feel good going into next year, Trev at work. The comparison is going to come up a bunch today. The 2022 Detroit Lions. Yeah. Came up a little bit yesterday. There's a pretty big distinction between the two. I think it's borderline disrespectful to compare the two. The Detroit Lions went 8-2 down the stretch. The Detroit Red Wings went 8-15 down the stretch. It would be like if the Lions played twice as many Panther games as Packer games. That's not what the Lions did.
Yeah.
This was a collapse. The Lions rose to the occasion 80% of the time down the stretch. The Red Wings didn't 75 to 80% of the time down the stretch.
Yeah, but at the beginning of the season, you have to take the entirety of the season. You add up the wins and losses in football. You add up the points, however you're going to do that. The rules kind of stink regarding that.
We can talk about that too.
I just brought Tom out of his seat with that comment. That's been something that he's been on for a long time.
Listen, I don't want this to sound whiny by any means, okay? I think this is a discussion for the offseason. I've been clamoring this for years. I know Greg's shaking his head that I am being whiny. I'm not. The NHL point system is stupid. In the NHL, you are not what your record is. What John was going to go to there is at the end of the year, you are what your record is, and you have to count everything throughout the season. That's why I do think it's the Lions' opposite. The Lions' 1-6 start killed them that year. Okay, right. So to take 8-2, whatever, it's no different than the Wings being up, what was it, 9 points, and then they had their 1-6 time. Right. I do think the NHL really needs to take a look at the fact that the Red Wings finished 41-41.
Yes, that was 41 wins, 41 losses. It doesn't matter if you lost in regulation or overtime.
And there's a team that won 38 games this year that is your first wild card. I think this needs to be looked at by the NHL.
Yeah, but it's sour grapes today.
It is sour grapes today. But I've been clamoring this for years. This is stupid. It's as stupid as the college overtime rule right now. When we have a playoff game decided by a 2-point conversion, these lines are going to blow up.
I'm sure, Tom, I'm sure they will.
It's fair to ask the question, why is the point system this way? But it's not fair to blame the point system now, because this is the system that they've been playing with for years. And at the start of the season, everyone knew what the rules were and how it was going to be tallied at the end.
1,000% agree with you. Yep. This is the rules they signed up for. They gagged.
Right. And Jim, in regards to the comparison to 22 season, it's ending the year without control of your own destiny. That's the common factor, where it was Seahawks-Rams, and the Lions knew going into the Green Bay game that they were already eliminated. Now they go and win, which complicates it and makes it it's part of the story that we now know led to the following year being an NFC Championship team. But for the Red Wings, it was the opposite of the Lions. They started off better than most people thought and then finished and basically crapped it away.
I know the comparison is going to be made. You guys want to do it. You want to defend it. 248-539-9797. 635, progress versus collapse. How you view this Red Wings season. The biggest reason they missed. It's all coming up this morning. 97-1.
Hey, the NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you're going to get $150, $50 in bonus bets, win or lose, and you can use it during the rest of the NBA playoffs. And you can bet on things like three-pointers made in the game, three-pointers made total or by an individual, over-under point totals, first basket score, so much. That's why it's a lot of fun to be able to play on FanDuel. So go to FanDuel.com/Jansen to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Oh, host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The most anticlimactic shootout ever. The Wings had already been eliminated because of a Capitals win, an empty net goal against the Flyers. And the blame that I put on John Tortorella's shoulders is approximately zero. The Flyers, whether they should have known that the season was over, whether they should have kept a goalie in versus playing to win, it's irrelevant. Exactly. The Red Wings left it in somebody else's hands. So, of course, it's the most absurd way to lose.
Yeah.
They rally, they win their own game, right? But it didn't matter because they didn't control their own destiny, because they did this to themselves, because they didn't win enough games leading up to the final regular season contest.
They dug their own hole. Yep. And they had a chance through so many opportunities in March, at the beginning of April, playing against lesser teams. And heck, I mean, you could even argue that taking Montreal into overtime, now all four games this year went into overtime, but taking a team like Montreal into overtime, one of the, in terms of points, the fifth worst team in the NHL, that they still were digging their hole.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got all the points possible against Montreal, but I would point to Washington most directly, the team that got in head-to-head. You had them on your home ice. What, a little over a week, 1 week ago, a week and a day ago. You had the Penguins game where you did get to overtime and win that game. There's the Coyote game, San Jose games. There's the Sweden game where Reimer's ducking his head and giving up a goal. We could go back through it. The point is, the Wings did this to themselves. And it's unfortunately, emphasis on unfortunately, the most fitting end to this season for this hockey team, who continuously put themselves behind the eight ball, including last night, had to rally multiple times last night. How else should it have ended for this hockey team but that way? The most absurd way possible, because they didn't capitalize on countless chances. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. I texted my buddies mid-game, and I told them about the empty net situation. I was kicked out of the group text. I'm not sure how long I'm banished. Bottom line, the Wings blew it in March. 8-15 ain't going to get it done.
Banished for speaking the truth?
Okay. Another one says, morning, guys. Philly had a disallowed goal early in the game, but yes, a point here or there. Yes, he says, the no-point drought would have made this a non-issue this morning, Dave, at work.
Just one of those.
I know. Wings stink, and I'm tired of this team. They need to get a good goalie and some good defense. Red Wings lost because of the Red Wings, reads another ticket text. Lalonde should be fired. He let the team down. They came out flat again. Poor game plans the last 18 or so. That's on him. That's coaching.
Now, coming out flat, Leslie, did you think they came out flat last night?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I thought the early chances were Montreal chances.
Right, and so I'm curious as to how much of that coming out flat was, I mean, they left absolutely everything on the ice on Monday night. And you, I mean, I don't think that Montreal was playing with the same fervor, the same energy on Monday night as the Wings were when they won in overtime. And how much of that was just the legs and the emotions and the mental side of it?
I know. Montreal played last night too.
I mean, I know, but they didn't. I don't think that they were
expended as much emotional energy.
Yeah.
Okay. Texter says the NHL should change to 3 points for a regulation win, 2 points for an OT win, 1 point for an OT loss, and zero if you lose in regulation. Jay in Livonia. Listen, it came up at the end of the last segment. Is the system good? Debatable. The Red Wings won more hockey games than the Islanders and the Capitals and are out. We could debate the merits of the system. The overtime, the loser point, getting a point for losing a hockey game. We could debate the merits of it. I just think today it sounds whiny and sour grapes if you do it today, when your team doesn't get in, when we all had this going in, when this isn't like a brand new system, but a system we're all aware of.
Right. This is a system that every single team signed up for and played under these rules multiple years, but especially this year. At the start of the year, they knew what the rules were. They knew how they would be evaluated at the end of the season. And the evaluation says you don't get into the playoffs.
So the mood of Red Wing fans this morning, we want to explore more 635. This is a year where they improved mathematically. There was mathematical progress, but back-to-back years with a collapse. Is it more progress, more collapse? We'll get to that. But first, Heather with the news.
Well, a former Michigan Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, and his wife are facing some serious charges. He is facing 13 counts of embezzlement, conspiracy, and larceny. And it's after he embezzled public and private funds to support a very lavish lifestyle. And his wife, who allegedly assisted with improperly charging personal expenses to this nonprofit, she's facing one count each of embezzlement and conspiracy. And they used the money like you're imagining. They went on lavish vacations. They used it for really nice hotels and going out to eat and buying whatever they wanted, right? Paying off their credit card, using all this money. There was also an investigation into allegations of sexual assault against a family member. But those charges were dropped. That case was closed because there wasn't enough evidence to prove that. But
I hope they enjoyed the nice times because their accommodations will probably not be as nice moving forward.
I hope they did. And I totally agree with you. So Detroit's new gateway sign has been illuminated. Did you see the photos of it with the lights on?
No.
I like it even more. I think it looks great. So on Monday night, the sign was lit up for the first time. And the photos I saw, it looked nice. They showed it in the evening, you know, and they showed the view of it as you're driving down the highway. Looks real good. They say landscaping is going to be completed sometime this week. And then city officials also announced that the area is going to be fenced off to help prevent sign fans from being injured.
Sign fans.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, not sign fans who would like to put graffiti on it
I do like it. I probably like it more lit up than I actually do.
Doesn't it look good?
It does look good. Yeah.
So I drove past it driving home from the airport on it would have been Sunday. So it was not illuminated.
Okay.
Do you really want my answer?
I asked you.
We know it beforehand and you didn't like it.
I actually felt more
disgust towards it.
It felt like a blip driving by. Like it sneaks up on you. It's even on approach doesn't exactly look that good. I'm sorry, maybe it looks better when it's lit up, but I did not like it. I thought
What time of day were you driving?
This would have been middle of the day. This would have been, noon, 1 o'clock.
Fine. I haven't seen it yet, but I like it. Anyway, smaller aluminum Welcome to Detroit signs are also going to be installed at different, you know, entry points to the city coming up later this week. So that's exciting, too. Now, speaking of lights, downtown Detroit got a little brighter as well along the People Mover route. And this looks pretty cool. I'm just liking everything, I guess. But they installed 40 LED lights on the columns.
Yeah.
And they can alternate different colors or change the colors to anything they want. Obviously, they'll do...
During the holidays, they'll use some holiday colors.
And they can do this for the draft. And it looks...
Right.
It looks pretty sweet. They say the lights were revealed Tuesday night during the special light show. And officials say the lights will help improve pedestrian visibility. And it just looks sweet.
You know what we get tomorrow? We get the new... Lions uniforms. Yeah.
Oh.
So I know. I wonder if these lights will, if there's any new shades, new colors. Obviously, you don't want a light if they use black.
Yeah, it wouldn't really
defeats
work.
The purpose. But if they add any new colors, you might see
a little
celebration.
Do you think they're going to add new colors?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the only thing they do is tweak it with the shades that they already have.
I hope so.
Yeah. I don't want a new color.
I don't either.
I don't want one.
We'll see what happens. Keep your eyes on the skies today. So after blue skies, sunshine, and those warmer temps on Monday and Tuesday, there's a risk for some much less pleasant weather today. So some severe weather is expected just in time for rush hour. So that should be fun. Damaging winds, hail, and a chance for a tornado are all possible between 4 and 6 p.m.
Hey, you got to make sure that grass is fed so the bees have somewhere to be.
True. And then looking ahead, things should kind of dry out for the most part on Thursday. The highs again will be in the upper 60s. Could have some showers and thunderstorms. But then on Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be a little cool off mid-50s. Yep. Not too
Sounds
bad.
Sounds nice.
Though.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I'll take 50s.
It's Heather with the news. Progress versus collapse. 97.1.
Hey, about last fall, my wife and I decided that we needed to take care of our roof. We knew when we bought the house that the roof needed to be replaced. We waited as long as we could, and we had some leaks in the house. So we, going into the winter, didn't want to have those. Obviously, this fall or this spring, More rain, didn't want to have it. So we called Rapid Roofing and Mike Beatty. They came out, and it was professional from start to finish. They showed up, and I got a great estimate. They told me exactly what they needed to do, what they were going to do, and they showed up in one day, ripped the roof off, made repairs, put the new roof on, cleaned up, and were gone. They can do most roofs in a single day. Rapid Roofing, and give them a call at 888-360-ROOF. That's 888-360-ROOF. And trust me, you're going to be happy, and the peace of mind that you have with the new roof, you're going to be happy you did. RapidRoofing.com.
Incredible moment. Ken Kell on the call. Moments later, the season effectively ended when the Flyers emptied their net, gave up the goal, and the Capitals take the playoff spot. Not blaming Philly, blaming Detroit. But Detroit won, Jim. But Detroit won their last three, Jim. But they went 8-15 in the last 23.
Yeah.
And that's what we get to today. There's this conversation about progress. John, they had a good season, a successful season. There's progress. Progress is the playoffs. You went from a team outside the playoffs last year to a team outside the playoffs again this year. Mathematically, they're 11 points better. But back-to-back years, they collapsed down the stretch. Nearly identical collapses. Last year, 7-16. This year, 8-15. I'm sorry, the playoffs were a reasonable expectation for this hockey team, and they fell short. We don't need to sugarcoat it. Identical. We don't need to sugarcoat this, guys. There's a lot of people, but the boys and the memories, and guys, I wore my emotions on my sleeve too. I enjoyed some of those wins. The problem is there weren't enough of them. So let's not sugarcoat it and go, but they're kind of like the Lions of 2020. The Lions won a lot of games at the end of the season, the majority of the games at the end of the season. The Lions didn't have the Carolina game over and over and over again.
Yeah, but they started 1-6.
No, stop that.
No, don't tell me to stop.
People are talking about the finish.
You play 17 games in the NFL and you add them up at the end. You play 82 in hockey and you add them up at the end. Yeah, it was a collapse at the end of the season.
Which is different.
No, it's different than the 22 season for the Wings, last year for the Wings, because at the trade deadline, they jettisoned some players. They sold. This year, they just didn't add anybody to help them through the stretch, but they also didn't know how long Dylan Larkin was going to be out. Now, if you had a chance to go back, Dylan Larkin was hurt before the trade deadline. Would Steve Yzerman like to have added an individual, use some of that, you know, war chest that he has, whether it's players, draft picks, to go and add somebody? I think in hindsight, sure, you'd always like to do something different so you get into the playoffs. But here in Detroit, we thought that the playoffs was real, probably even more than realistic. It was an expectation. And they fulfilled that expectation all the way through the month of February, and then it absolutely fell apart. The wheels fell off. But when you look outside Red Wings fans, I think that's where people are looking and going, yeah, there was progress made. It's a simple matter of perspective. Where are you? How are you viewing this team? Now, I'm not going to defend Derek Lalonde because the expectations change as your progress happens. They had great progress, and the expectation at the end of February was that you were going to be in the playoffs. People started making plans to make sure that they were available next week for the playoffs.
Best postseason in sports. Wings have been set on the outside looking in for 8 years. And you say last year they sold at the deadline, this year they didn't. Well, what does it say in a year where they didn't sell at the deadline? They still had a nearly identical collapse at the end. I mean, guys, we don't have to sugarcoat this. You can be a fan. You can say the future is bright. I'm not going to dispute that. I think the future is bright. But this season, they did not have a successful season. They failed to make the playoffs. When the playoffs were a reasonable expectation, they failed. Just say it. We don't have to sugarcoat it. They failed.
Go ahead, say what you want to say.
They failed. And I say that as someone who loves this hockey team. It's my favorite team.
We got
but,
that.
But I know I'm going to get twisted today, John. Oh, Goff was right. Guys, they missed the playoffs. But they showed fight. The Lions in 22 showed fight. The Wings collapsed. And that's the question. You say it's a matter of perspective. What's your perspective this morning? And you don't have to agree with my perspective, but 248-539-9797. Do you think this was more of a year of progress, or is it more about the collapse? Because there's some of both. There's some truth to both. But as you wake up this morning, as you make your way into work, what is your overall feeling? Did they collapse, or did they show more progress?
in games or in seasons. Sometimes it just becomes a battle of attrition. Stoney and I have talked about this a lot when it comes to the NBA playoffs and load management, and you know, when somebody loses a key player in the playoffs and they get eliminated, well, throughout the course of the season, they were the better team, but it does become a battle of attrition. And for the Red Wings, it was obvious it was a battle of attrition. It was a depth issue. It was a trust issue. Who do you trust when Dylan Larkin goes down? And if Dylan Larkin doesn't go down, are they a playoff team? Most likely, they probably are. They win one of those games. Or they get 1 point in this system of two or one or none. They could have gotten one more point.
And my point would be, every team's going to get a guy that gets injured for a stretch. If you're a good team, you weather the storm. You don't go on a 7-game losing streak. Maybe you go 1-6 without Dylan Larkin. You know what? My point is, you find a way to win one more game if you're as deep a team, if you're really truly a playoff team. You find a way to get one more point in one of those games. And Larkin played against the Capitals. Larkin played against the Penguins. I'm not blaming Dylan Larkin. I'm just saying they had their chances with and without their captain to lock up a playoff spot, and they didn't. And any revisionist history of that to me feels like self-serving. Like we can't hold them accountable to it.
I'm wondering your feelings. Now, it's hard to remove what has actually happened from your mind and from your heart, your emotions. But if 8-16 was how they started the season, and then they're scratching and clawing and finding their way back into the playoff picture, like
that would be more like the 2022 Lions, because right. Late in the season, when
the structure of the season,
right.
But they played 17 games.
Right, but
they came up short. The Wings played 82 games and they came up short. I'm just asking the question. Yeah, hey, it's 91 points. In a year where the bubble was extremely soft, mm-hmm. to be able to get in, but they performed better in terms of point total than they did last year. That is progress. Now, was it enough progress? No, because at 8-16, especially when it happened,
yeah.
you can't finish a season like that. And everybody says, well, you got to be a hot team going into the playoffs. They would not have been that team.
Okay, every game counts the same, whether you win it in November or December or April. I understand your point. Fully get that. But the hows of a season matter, right? Like, at the end of a year when it feels like you're peaking, psychologically, that's a lot different than when you lose most of your games, two-thirds of your games down the stretch. That is different psychologically. I don't even think I have to really explain that to people.
You have to look at this. If you look at it in terms of where they were and what happened the last 6 weeks, they gagged, guys. There's no way.
There's no question about
it. They gagged. This is the biggest collapse by a local team this generation. It is. You know, I think the Lions have flirted with some things, you know, but they had the Stafford injury. But remember, they were 9-4. The Schwartz team that was 6-3.
Wasn't there a Kitna team that started maybe 6-1 or something? 6-2.
Everybody knew that was fool's gold because the next year they went 0-16.
Yeah.
I mean, but people thought there was some substance with the 2013 Lions, and then, you know, the Tucker field goal might compare to the 61 yarder, not the 66er. Yeah. I've said, I honestly think this is the second biggest collapse ever by a team in my life. The 88 Tigers, people forget this. They went 19-23 to finish the season. Or they lost 19 of 23.
Yeah.
They lost out by one game. Can you imagine living in that world right now in sports radio? Yeah. People would be losing their minds. It's awful what they did. They gagged. That's called for what it is. That's why they collapsed. You can talk progress a couple days from now.
Well, that's my thing. So Ken Daniels, who I love, he is amazing on TV. Immediately after the game's like, well, you know where they were a year ago to where they... Ken, they missed the playoffs. A reasonable expectation for this hockey team. You want to do, like you said, Tom, 2-3 days, cooler heads prevail, still got a bunch of young guys, means to upgrade the hockey team, future still bright. But immediately following, when you get that close and miss the playoffs at the end of a long collapse, I don't want spin zone. I don't. I'm a fan. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. My team didn't get it done.
Call it for what it is. And it's not even anger. It's passion. I think they're two different things.
Yep.
Your passion, people should be lit up this morning for what happened. It's inexplicable.
But it's weird. But
they needed to do was a point a game. You said go 1-6. How about this? Go 0-6-1.
Right. And I get it. There's going to be people. It's a weird time to do this. They won last night. Right? They came back and won last night. They won three straight dramatic games at the end of the season. People are like, look at all the progress. Guys, they're not in the playoffs. The playoffs are going to start next week, and they're not going to be there. So you tell us, what's your perspective? I like how John phrased it. And we'll get into why they're not in. That's a thing we've been talking about, but kind of really laying out the bullet points. The biggest reasons this team is not in the playoffs this morning. It's next on 97.1.
If you want a beautiful green lawn, you got to contact Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. You get green, stay green with Natural Way. And the number to contact them, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com right now for a limited time. You can purchase a full lawn program, and you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name. And if you look out there, you don't want to, if crabgrass was an issue last year, make sure now is the time to fix it. If you see it this year, it's going to be too late. So make sure you take care of those issues right now. And they're going to send out certified applicators and arborists to perform a custom tailored solution that they've designed specifically for your yard and your home. They're going to use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. And they're so sure that they can get the job done for you, they're going to give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they know they can do it because they've been doing this for over 30 years. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. That number again, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Ovechkin, we'll take it. Thanks, Philly. Empty netter. Caps in, wings out. Progress versus collapse. As you drive into work this morning, as you reflect back on the season, elements of both to me. I don't want to hear about progress. Progress was the playoffs. A collapse is what it was. 8-15, 15 losses in their last 23 games. Countless missed opportunities, including a head-to-head with the Capitals at Little Caesars with Dylan Larkin. We're going to get to the phones. We also want to collect the reasons. All of them, as big or as small, that this team did not make the playoffs. And John, why don't you lead off with one, and then we'll get to the people.
Well, I think to me the biggest reason is between the pipes, and I think Lyon did all he could. He played more games this year than he's played in his career, and Reimer, I think they did what they could, but we were hoping they were going to be guys that could get hot, that could stand on their head and win a game for you. And we found out at the end of the season that that's just not the case. They don't have a stud in goalie. They don't even have it's not even close to that. And I think that, to me, is the biggest reason. And there's a lot of other ones that are valid reasons. This is not a Lyon issue, a Reimer issue. It's part of the entire equation that made this year.
I go back to, and it's not any one game, but the biggest game was that Capitals game. Late in the season, healthy, at home. It's the biggest reason. And I don't want to steal everybody's thunder. I know 7-game losing streak is going to come up. Let's just hear from people. Where are you guys at this morning? Let's go to Sean in Westland. Good morning, Sean. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. So, yes, they did collapse. I do think that it's kind of a mixed bag, though. I feel like the Yzerman rebuild is still happening in front of us. We got a bunch of 1-year, 2-year contracts that are not they're second or third line players, or they're, you know, second, third line pairings. The Tampa success was predominantly Yzerman draft picks, and that took a little bit of time. But so I think we are making progress, quote unquote. But John's right. We need a number one goalie. I mean, and maybe that's Husso if he's healthy, but, you know, we'll never know at this point.
And it's probably long-term Kosa, but not next year. So you're right. It's likely Husso back, fingers crossed, Lyon. The idea you don't burn out either goalie because both can stay healthy. And they probably will have a third guy. I don't know if it's Reimer, but I don't want to promise anything. A third goalie is, by definition, not going to be a guy that you expect to stand on his head. Let's get to, and I agree with him, by the way, that the future is bright. But that shouldn't be lost in all this. But I just, the season itself was a disappointment. The season was a failure.
They missed a golden opportunity.
Yeah.
An opportunity to take not just to show progress, but to actually physically hold progress in your hands. And that is being able to be a playoff team.
It's tangible. It's a playoff game. It's two playoff games at Little Caesars Arena. It's proof positive. It's another tier. You advance to another tier of hockey when you go to the playoffs. And when you don't, you're in that same tier of, aw shucks, maybe next year. that to me is why they didn't progress as much as people want to spin it. Let's go to Chris in Garden City. Chris, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Cookies, you need to take some catnip, okay? Calm down.
I think they'll do the opposite.
They're on the right trajectory. Look at all the teams. It's okay to get mad if you want to, but you want to look at it realistically. Almost every good team in hockey history, there's very, very few. The guys all play together for years. Mm-hmm. Look at this roster 2 years ago. Look at it today. There's like three guys on the team that were on the team 3 years ago. I mean, it takes time to gel. They went above and beyond expectations this year, even though they were in a good spot. Lalonde didn't do enough when Larkin was out, and it took Larkin a couple games to get back to full strength. So it wasn't like that period of time was just a bad period of time. They gelled again at the end, and we've seen Raymond and DeBrincat and Larkin, our core, score some meaning, Insider too, and Edmondson. They all scored meaningful goals that showed progression. You're not going to get that in a 4-0 sweep against New York. They did the same thing. They maturated this season. They scored goals. Lucas Raymond was a nobody till a week ago when he scored two goals to
team
into the playoff hunt.
Raymond was on the ascent the whole way.
No one gave him credit.
Well, okay. This show, I feel like, did talk about Lucas Raymond before a week ago. I'm pretty sure of that. He said that the E word, expectations. I think there is a clear disconnect, and I'm not telling you you're wrong. Your expectations may have been different than mine, but going into the season when they said we're not bringing up a bunch of young guys, the only youngsters on this team are Sider and Raymond when the season began, and Lalonde and company said, look at how many more adults we have in the room. It's a good sign that the young guys aren't here right now because we're that much better. We're that much deeper. They're a bunch of grownups. And then they added Patrick Kane, and then they built up a cushion. Well, whose expectation? I don't think it's at all unreasonable to say this team should have expected to make the playoffs. And now people are saying, well, I mean, who could have foreseen? I mean, if I would have told you in game 82 that they would have had, if you would have told me they had a shot at game 82, I'd have said that they better get in because that's progress. That's the next step for this hockey team.
Yeah, we're sitting here right now out of the playoffs when 6 weeks ago, you had built yourself up a nice cushion. And everybody at that time, going into the season, I think most people thought if they're competing for the playoffs, like that's going to be progress. Well, you're also allowed to change your expectations and your goals as the season progresses. We've done that with other sports teams. We did it with the Lions this year. They made the playoffs. That was the expectation. Won a home playoff game. That was the expectation. Won the division. But then all of a sudden, they get to the NFC Championship game, and it became, even in that game, up 17, you changed your expectations. Your expectation at that point was they should be a Super Bowl team.
You're right.
You know, February 28th, we expected them to make the playoffs.
Expected them to maybe even win a series in the playoffs.
And that's why I think I'm not ready to exhale this morning and do the progression. I see the progression. I'm not ready to go there. I'm ready to hold this team accountable for a monumental Detroit sports history collapse, which is what they really did. That's the reality of the situation. You take the exhale. You know what? Ken Holland, nobody liked what he said on these airwaves 6-7 years ago. He was right. You can't build in hockey quick. You either get a generational talent or it takes a lot of time. And what they did was try to pluck some pieces in and make the playoffs while the young guys develop.
Well, and at that same time, the 28th, right, when you're talking about this is a team that was in the playoffs at that time, it's we heard from Patrick, I think it was Patrick Kane at that time said, you know, we could beat anybody in a 7-game series. Like he used those words. So they were thinking the same things we were thinking. Things were rolling along, not as Stanley Cup contenders, but as a team that could get into the playoffs and actually win a series.
Some votes on the ticket text for the Coyote games. The biggest reason this team didn't make the playoffs. 8-1, the two games combined score they lost to the Arizona Coyotes. Didn't get up, didn't play close, weren't even in those hockey games. One was at home, one was in that little college hockey rink they play at down there.
Yeah.
They're not even going to be in Arizona anymore. Yeah. You could point to that. Some ticket texters say total collapse, coach and GM. Islanders made a coaching change and it helped secure a playoff spot. So there's your Lalonde ticket texts that are coming in this morning. Iserman's refusal to do anything at the deadline, the biggest reason they missed the playoffs. Iserman's refusal to bring up Simon Edvinson sooner is the reason they missed the playoffs. Bunch of response coming in, as big or as small, you let us know. Reasons this team didn't make the playoffs. And then the big question is this progress or is it collapse? It's a little bit of both, but which is it more of? It's 97.1.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.